Hey, my name is Colin.
And I'm Truman.
And today, we're reviewing a Minecraft movie.
Coming up next. So the Minecraft movie, you know, what can be said? The Minecraft movie is based upon a video game where you're kind of dropped in this world, you have to survive, you have to mine, and you have to craft. You have to Minecraft. And the movie's pretty faithful to the game. It's kind of got a loose story. It's not super plot-driven, I would say. It's more about, like, the spectacle, I'd say.
More about fun.
More about
fun.
And
honestly, that's what Minecraft is about. Yeah,
absolutely. There's a star-studded cast in this movie. They have Jason Momoa, Jack Black as Steve. He is Steve. Danielle Brooks. And Jennifer Coolidge as someone who falls in love with a villager. That's a crazy B-plot. I'm just going to start off with that because I said it. I can't believe that happened. Why was that?
That is a crazy thing to have in this movie. Because it has nothing to do with Minecraft. So pretty much there's a villager that's in Minecraft that goes through the portal to the real world, gets hit by Jennifer Coolidge's car, and they go on a date and end up falling in love. Whoever's idea that was genuinely needs to be fired from Warner Bros. Because that is so terrible. It was hilarious.
And I'll tell you whose idea it was. It was the writers of the Peabody and Sherman movie. Because that exact thing happens in Peabody and Sherman.
Wait, did they write this movie?
I don't know, but I see either they wrote it or it's like just the same thing. Because what happens in Peabody and Sherman is there's a principal who I think falls in love with like a caveman who comes from the past. And the exact same thing I've just realized this. I knew what it reminded me of. That's crazy. But the main story is also a little bit crazy because you might be thinking, oh, it's Minecraft. They'll be going after the Ender Dragon. No Ender Dragon. Just a wrinkly old pig getting, hey.
Yeah, and
that's all there is.
The piglins, obviously they made the piglins talk in this because you can't really do that with the piglins just running around oinking, you know?
I mean, you could.
But they have this one pig named... something Chungus.
General Chungus.
A great addition. I think he was hilarious. I loved him. I thought that was so funny.
They're gonna go, a great man.
No.
No, he was funny. He was good. I liked his little run he would do. He would do his little run where he'd go, ooh, blah, blah. The animation, I will say. I don't agree with the choices they made. Some of it did make me chuckle a little bit. It looked a little silly every so often, but generally I do not agree with that. I don't know why they did it.
Yeah, like I don't. So they took the game of Minecraft has like a kind of cartoonish style to it, like a blocky cartoon style. So they kind of went hyper realistic, but still blocky, and it kind of just comes across as gross in my opinion. Like all of the zombies and the like skeletons. And the blocks, they all just look gross.
The zombies are so weird because the zombies, for those of you who play Minecraft, are like Steve. They look like Steve, but as a zombie. But then in this, they still kept them blocky, but still kept them looking like Steve. So what's the logic behind that? I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
And like a little nitpick too is like they changed Steve's outfit from the game a little bit. He wears like a light blue shirt and jeans, but it's more of a sweater. But then they kept the same original design. For the zombies, who are supposed to be wearing the same thing as Steve, because they're supposed to be like a zombified player.
Oh.
So it's a little bit of inconsistency there.
Yeah, I would say that. Another thing I would go to gripe about this movie is I think that the story was just not there.
There was
really.
No story.
It felt like they were like, now we have to go to this place. Now we are here. Now we must go to this place. And it was just like they had a list.
Which is like very video game, but that's also not what Minecraft is like.
No.
Minecraft isn't like you got to go to this place and then it takes you to the next place. Like you play Minecraft however you want.
Yeah.
Which is also why I read that they called it a Minecraft movie and not the Minecraft movie. Because there's so many different stories and there can't just be one the Minecraft movie. It's just a separate
thing. Do you think the sequel will be called Another Minecraft Movie?
Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
It will. It will. I'm just calling it out. Another Minecraft Movie coming out 2028.
Yeah, but anyway, so they have one needle drop in the movie for Lil Boothang.
Uh-huh.
A crazy... Why?
Right as Steve came out, I was starstruck when that happened. Like, and it was, you know, my little boo thing, and he's going.
Yeah. No.
And I was like, whoa.
It's weird.
There he is.
It's weird.
There's my guy.
There's your guy.
One thing I will say is, I think the way this movie marketed itself, where they kind of focused on, like, this is this thing, this is this thing. We all know how that went. But I think, honestly, the way they did that was kind of genius. Because I feel like it kind of gave this movie a lot more traction than it otherwise would have had. And I think the movie, the theater-going experience is going to become more and more of an arena-type, cheering-type thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is driving more towards that and kind of lending itself to what I think it will become, which is kind of more of an arena, kind of crowd-driven experience.
It's definitely what the movie needed, because if it didn't have those moments, it would just be a dumb movie. Mm-hmm. And the movie is very dumb, but it's dumb fun.
It is dumb fun.
We saw it in 4DX, so we might be a little biased towards it. Where like the seats move around and everything. It was just so fun.
Let me tell you, that movie is brutal in 4DX.
It's brutal.
It beats you up. It beats you up and throws you at the curb.
Oh my gosh. There's a scene where they put on elytras that makes you like fly, right? And so they're going through these canyons, and it is whipping us around, jerking us around. I almost dropped my popcorn. I can't be dropping my popcorn at a movie.
Sure, my popcorn is my popcorn.
I paid for it.
Exactly. And you know what else is crazy? Is there's a part where they're getting like beat up by like the penguins, and your seat goes boom, 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 boom. We're not here to talk about the 4DX, but it was crazy. Another thing I'd like to talk about in the movie is I really liked when they did it. They didn't do it as much as I think they should have, but when they used the original game's music, it was so beautiful. Like when they first entered that world and it did like
the classic Minecraft song.
It was so good.
But that point, I wish. So they used that twice during two big, like, Minecraft moments. There's so many other music, like, so much other music that they could have used in the movie. There's so much. And they only used that one song.
And Pig Step,
which I really did appreciate.
I really appreciated that. I thought they would, and they did, and they did.
But I just really wish they had any other of that, like, Minecraft music that everyone loves, just, like, in the background. It would have made it feel much more of, like, a Minecraft movie than just, like, some action crazy flick, you know?
Yes. What do you think about the inclusion of kind of, I know it's kind of getting in the nitty-gritty of people who haven't played Minecraft, but the stuff where the boy, I can't remember his name right now, brings in, like, his own kind of inventions to Minecraft that hasn't been seen before. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it makes sense for the movie because it's like this kid comes in from the real world and brings his creativity to create something new. Mm. But nah, I didn't like it. I think, why? They have so many things in Minecraft. And this is the first time that they're making any kind of like movie or like some sort of thing like that for this game. Yeah. Why did they have to create other
I don't
things?
Know. I really don't know. Well, you know, I guess after discussing all that, we're going to have to craft my reviews for this movie. Colin, you can go first.
All right. Well, you know, it's a dumb, fun movie. It's really funny. Jack Black and Jason Momoa are really funny. They're a great duo in this. They're just having fun. So, it has its problems. So, I'm going to give this one a Steve 6. What about you, Truman?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to give this, Colin. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give it right now. I'm going to give this a skeleton 6 as well. Because it was a good time. I'm not going to hate on it because there's people out there that are going to get a lot of joy out of this movie. But it's not, I don't think it's winning any Oscars.
All right. And with that, that was our Minecraft review. And we'll see you around next time.
Catch you on the flip side.